incident happened last weekend I'm not proud of. In fact, I'm a little embarrassed to share it with you. But hey, it's just us, right? So picture this. It's late Sunday morning, Charlie snoring in his biker lounger, Scamps with me in the kitchen dozing on his doggy bed. I'm puttering around, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, I feel one coming on. You know what I mean. Nobody except the dog is near, so I just let her rip. Long, loud, and unapologetic. A real 21-gun salute. "What's that?" Charlie yelps, nearly falling out of his chair. "Don't know," I yell. "Must be a car backfiring." Could have been my imagination, but Scamp seemed to give me a knowing look. See, I don't mind farting in front of my husband. Part of being married is being privy to such bodily functions. It just comes with the territory. But I prefer to keep my shared farts, well, ladylike. You know, a little poot here, a toot there. I try to reserve the more manly peel-the-paint-off-the-walls variety for my alone time. Or the silent but deadlies. Oh, they're the worst. Charlie wanders into the kitchen and stops short.
"Jeez Louise, did something die in here?"
"Scamp, did you fart?" I ask. Scamp looks guilty even when he's done nothing, so he's an easy target. I figure I'll give him an extra treat later. Charlie leans over the dog.
"That wasn't you, was it, little buddy?"
"Yeah, it must have been that rawhide bone I gave him last night."
"You have trouble digesting your bone, boy?"
Scamp wags his tail, looking back and forth between us.
"Bone? Did someone say bone?"
"I could use a little something myself," says Charlie, pointing at the cupboard, then rooting around for a snack.
"What you looking for?" I ask.
"Mixed nuts. Are we all out?"
"Oh, let me look." And that's when I walk into it. An invisible, toxic cloud, so pungent, it practically decks me, the very definition of an SBD. "Charlie," I gag, "how could you?"
"Weren't me, Ida. It must have been Scamp."
"Oh, don't try and slough it off on the dog. Here's your mixed nuts."
"Thank you, sweetheart," he says, smiling. And back he goes into the den. Honest to God.
I look over at Scamp, his tail still wagging. "I suppose you want a treat, too, because you've been such a good boy." "Yes, you have. You're such a good boy." That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.